You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. With me, as always, the frankincense and gold to my myrrh, Sean Keller.
Ah, fire bad! Ah.
And Mike Pareto.
Were you thinking Frankenstein?
Ah,
fire. This is A Little Nonsense.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
That's not it.
Merry Christmas.
Mike, no, that's not.
It might be for this episode.
So that's kind of weird. I mean, like, to be this nerd podcast in the week that the final episode in the Skywalker saga is coming out, we're doing a Christmas episode.
Why is that weird?
Well, it's weird because I want to talk about Star Wars.
Bum, bum. Four calling birds,
three French hens,
two tardot dogs,
and the boar's head in a hand bear among the leaves so green, beckoned with bays, bedecked with bays. This Christmas, spend $1,000 and take your family to see a bunch of professional figure skaters make money the only way they possibly can. By dressing up as characters from children's shows. It's Disney on Ice. It's as magical for you as it is demeaning for them. Cheryl Habsburg was going to bring home the gold for her country, but now she's a baby shark or Elmo or something. Ever wonder what world-class Olympic figure skaters are doing for the 3 years the Olympics aren't happening? Well, they're dressing up like Pumbaa from The Lion King. Disney on Ice, featuring Michelle Kwan as Cogsworth.
Interesting choice.
Disney on Ice.
Have you gentlemen finished your Christmas shopping?
Nope.
I've made a pretty good dent in it, actually. I did quite a bit of it online.
Yeah,
sure. This past week.
Cyber Monday and all.
Yeah, we're giving away the date that we're recording this a little bit, but... but yeah, no, I used to do all my shopping physically, but now I just do like 90% of it online, and ended up getting most of my wife's presents, which is 90% of the shopping that I have to do, period. So I feel pretty good about it. Some boxes arrived today, actually.
Ooh, oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And, my wife also revealed that she accidentally discovered a present that I hid for her.
Oh, no. What? How does one accidentally discover that?
It's related to the podcast.
What? Explain.
So we had some company over a little while ago for a Friendsgiving, and we had to do some cleanup, and I guess I can use her name. Doesn't really matter.
She's been on the podcast before.
Yeah. So Maria, she had to hide my headphones. She took my headphones from my desk and she put them behind my monitor, like in a place that I would just never even think to find them. So tonight, I was like, where are my headphones?
Are headphones unsightly in certain cultures?
Well, not just that, but who's going to come in here? I mean, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Anyway, so she hid my headphones. And didn't remember that she did. So I was like, well, you know where my headphones are? They were on my desk. You probably moved them. And she's like, no, I have no idea. So we were tearing the house apart, trying to find my headphones. And in that process, she found a gift that I purchased for her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of on you, though. If you hide a gift and then you're going to embark on some... apartment searching mission, like you should know where all your shit. I'm sorry,
yeah,
house,
you should make sure
right,
that you're
searching.
The one to search where.
Yeah,
you
should know where
no,
your
I
shit
actually,
is hidden.
I asked her not to help me. I specifically did not want her help.
Did
finding.
You tell her why?
You got to get her on a tighter leash. It sounds like Mike.
No, I told her not to look for my. I told her not to look for my present weeks ago. Okay. And
but you so can't say, knew. Like, don't look in the secret place that I hid your present.
No, you cannot. But I also, I guess I could have reiterated that she might. But I was worried about accidentally finding shit that she bought. I even brought it up. I'm like, is there anything in here that, you know, like I was looking in the closet. I'm like, is there anything in here that I shouldn't be finding?
Well, it really sounds like you guys are sickeningly close. You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive.
What are you doing?
I was starting the episode because Mike's personal life was too saccharine, so I was just going to start.
We also, later that night, we made muffins and...
come on, start the episode.
We watched the Hallmark Channel.
We're doing the episode right now. This is how the new format works.
Why don't you guys talk about your Christmas shopping?
Joe, how's your shopping going?
I haven't started.
There you go.
You're listening to a little nonsense.
I think this is going to be a problem with the new format.
That Sean's going to continuously interrupt you and try to start the show?
No, the show's already going.
Yeah, Mike, come on. Yeah, no, I
don't have to say anything yet because this is the fucking chat segment of the goddamn show.
Yeah. Oh, right. So
we're just wasting time with me yelling at you about something we all agreed on.
Joe has already said you're listening at this point. We've already done that part.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're an idiot, okay?
Catherine and I are almost done Christmas shopping. It's been very tricky because we are buying a new house, and so we're trying to, like, budget very carefully, but we're like, 92% done with our Christmas shopping.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad, and we've got...
That's better, 2% better than I am doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's what's tricky, though, is that is 9 years old. And that's gotta be, you know, the upper limit for, hey, I'm still all in on Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like even the last couple of years we've been on borrowed time to an extent.
Well, especially with your daughter, she's very precocious.
She is. She's bright. Yeah.
Oh, she totally knows.
I know she does. She's probably just afraid that if she calls us out on it, she's not going to get the gifts.
Yeah, that's so exactly interesting. What it is.
Yeah, so it's tricky.
She,
though.
I mean, she probably even knows that's not the case, but she's hedging.
Yeah, she's like, of course.
It might
yeah.
be the case.
Better safe than sorry. And that is, yeah. It's tricky because, like, what if she comes to us point blank and is like, "Hey, listen, look, guys, I know what's going on. Okay, then you know what do we do as parents? You know, do we level with her? do we perpetuate the Christmas spirit?"
It's kind of dickish if your daughter's like, "Hey, I know this is real," and you're like, "No, it's not."
Of course,
when she's right.
Yeah, so it's a tricky place to be in when you're parent.
So I was gonna say something about my dad that I thought was touching, and Joe just shat all over it.
No, what was it?
Is my that dad, why you keep clicking your loud fucking mouse?
My dad never. He never would give in to the idea that Santa Claus was not real. Aww. My mom had to reveal it to all of us. My dad, until he died, maintained that Santa Claus, and he would write it on the presents and everything, that Santa Claus was real. So he just called my dead dad a dick.
Well, my mom had sort of a deal with us, which was Santa Claus is real, and when you stop believing it, he's going to stop bringing you gifts. So it was sort of like a blackmail. It was like, oh, yeah, well, I'll believe it because otherwise I'm not going to get these gifts.
Yeah.
It was extortion.
That's fucked up. Yeah, that's horrible.
That's pretty sweet.
So what ages did you stop believing or 30, were told?
32.
32.
My honest answer is I was probably about 8.
I don't remember how old I was. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I'll tell you what I do remember, though, is I was probably around 6 or 7, and it was getting close to Christmas, but it wasn't really, like, in the holiday season yet, and I just had a meltdown.
Oh, God.
I was crying. I was despondent because because I was 100% sure that I wasn't good enough the previous year and wasn't going to get shit for Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Wow, so you really... Two things there. You
Catholic guilt is powerful.
But really all in on Santa.
Well, you believed, number one. Number two, you were bad. I mean, you must have been... You must have been...
Really bad. That's true, because like even if you were just kind of a little asshole, like I was always kind of a little asshole, but I was always like, oh well, Santa's still gonna get me shit because I'm all around, I'm a good guy at my core. But like you must have been real bad.
Yeah, your little kid self was like, I am a demon.
Oh shit!
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I don't remember how old I was, but I do know that it has honestly been a lot of fun for the past 9 years to recreate I don't know what the word is, but to perpetuate Santa Claus for my daughter and to watch her experience Santa Claus and Christmas magic. It is a lot of fun. I know it sounds stupid and weird because I'm
it's like the number one reason that I might have a kid.
I get that.
No, it's so cool. It's so amazing to, and I mean, it's not just Christmas, it's Easter and you know, other holidays and stuff, but it's really the Christmas, like, holy shit, you know, they're asleep in the next room and you get to but you get to set all those presents out and get all that, and there's the milk and the cookies, and it's just, it's so much fun. It's amazing. Yeah. It's really cool too, like, imagine what my dad did, you know, like when I was a kid, and like, oh my God, like I'm following in his footsteps and doing what he did and keeping this tradition alive. And it really is really cool.
Yeah. And you get to like, make it so that your daughter lives in a world where there's fucking magic.
I know. It's real. It's amazing. It's really cool. Yeah.
I'm not 100% convinced that your dad wasn't actually Santa Claus.
My dad had the physical proportions of Santa Claus and the white beard and hair and the rosy complexion. Yeah, my dad basically was Santa Claus and was in all of our school and Boy Scout functions where Santa Claus was required. Yeah.
I bet he nailed that.
He did. He really was. He was the guy that they were like, hey, we need a Santa Claus. Do you mind? And he was like, mind? Why do you think I keep myself so fat and rosy? My dad was gung-ho.
He's what they call in the business a year-round Santa.
He was, yeah, he was. He was like, Christmas in July, anybody? No, he was great.
You know, on the subject of that, Sean, if you need me to dress up in a red suit and break in your house, you just let me know.
I appreciate that. No, my dad was a wonderful man and a great Santa, and it's really cool that I get to take over that role. Maybe not as fat as he was, but almost as fat as he was.
No.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, it's the Christmas special. Do you feel special?
No, but I am getting all the feelies talking about Christmas and stuff. It's coming up so soon, and there is the holiday magic, and there's I don't know.
Start to get the Christmas feels on November 1st, personally.
Well, but, yeah, Mike had his Christmas decorations up back on St. Patrick's Day, I think, is when he and his wife started putting those up. And
sounds about right, yeah, yeah.
Do either of you have any big plans for Christmas?
No, I mean, not different really from the usual plans.
Sure.
I always have to split my Christmas and all my holidays, and really every married person, I think, has to do this. But as a kid, you know, Christmas Eve was always the most important day because, you know, the anticipation reaches its maximum level. And it's the most Christmassy day, I think, of the year. And then, of course, Christmas morning, and then it kind of fades quickly as a kid.
Yeah, but by like 1 p.m., it's no longer Christmas.
Yeah, and of course, Maria's family, it's the same with them. So it also just happens to be my sister's birthday, Christmas Eve. So I have a little bit of priority when it comes to the family situation on Christmas Eve, but we end up doing the day with my family and the night, which is the most important part, with Maria's family, you know.
There you go.
So it's not what it used to be. It's different, but it's good in a different way. But I think that's how we're going to handle it this year too. Of course, in England.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting another shrimp on the barbie,
as they do.
No, that's not England. That's Denmark.
All right. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. She's off in England smoking the marijuana and in the red light district.
No, that's not England. That's Zimbabwe.
Wait, what?
Where they wear wooden shoes.
Yes, exactly. George Washington.
To no one's surprise, I'm going back to Atlanta this year.
Woohoo! You're only going to be a few hours away from me, Joe.
Five hours away. Yeah, I'm always about 5 hours away from you.
Joe's going to be 5 hours away from me, but to the southeast instead of the northwest.
I will say, if I'm traveling for Christmas, that's not where I'm going.
I don't know. No. South is pretty good for Christmas. It's usually so cold where you guys are at.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what you want for Christmas.
Yeah, first of all, that's Christmas. It, you know, snow on the ground, a chill in the air, that's Christmas. Second, last year in Atlanta, it was the same temperature there as it was here. It was awful.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Wow, that must have been like record lows.
It wasn't great. No one was happy. And it was cold, but there was no snow, so you didn't even get that.
Yeah, that sucks. Kind of like right now.
Yeah, it was just frost on the ground. Gross.
Joe, what percentage of your family is in Atlanta?
Are you talking about? Well, okay, so my brother lives there with his wife and their three kids.
Uh huh. But I mean, that's really so, just your brother.
Okay, then 25%. If you're not including any of the others, 25%.
No, I should include the others. I'm sorry.
You have to add everybody that is a spawn of your brother.
Of his brother, yeah.
But not his wife. Fuck his wife.
Well, he did at least three times. And my mother recently moved to Florida, so she's going to be driving up to Atlanta from Florida, which is about an 8-hour drive from her.
God.
And we're just all going to convene.
Our country's so stupid. Everything's so far away.
I love this country.
It's a big country.
Yeah.
Sean, what are you doing? And then let's wrap this up and move on to...
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's going to suck this year. It's going to suck because the way that my daughter...
Christmas never sucks.
Well, the way that my daughter's mom and I have our parenting agreement, it's like every other year is amazing. And that comes to the major holidays, right? So like... Thanksgiving this year. Did we have for Thanksgiving dinner? No. We had her for the morning of Thanksgiving, which as we all know is the best part of Thanksgiving, is that Thanksgiving breakfast. And then she goes to her mom's at noon on Thanksgiving Day. Well, also this year, we will have at noon on Christmas Day. So her mom will have her Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, and then we'll have for everybody's favorite part of the holiday season, Christmas dinner. but then next year...
I mean, it's very important in Charles Dickens novels.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're going to have that goose or whatever.
As a kid, though, as a kid, it's like the worst part of the day.
Yes!
Because they're tearing you away from your new toys.
Of course.
It's horrible.
So next year will be great because we'll have... for Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. But this year it just sucks. But we will have, we'll be in a brand new house that we're closing on soon. knocking on wood vigorously, and we'll be you know, having that, and it'll be exciting and fun, and I love my wife, and we'll have a new, you know, our first Christmas in our new house that we bought together. So there's a lot of great stuff, but in terms of celebrating it with my daughter, I won't say her name on the podcast. We'll bleep that out.
Sure,
it'll be a little bittersweet because it's one of those off years.
I'll bleep all the other times you said her name out earlier in the episode.
Thank you.
You're gonna have a new...
You did it a lot.
You did, yes.
Whoops.
You're gonna have a new kid that never goes away that you can spend every holiday with all the time.
All right.
Yeah. Did you give yourself that point?
It sounded like you did.
You said all right, and then you rang
the bell.
I didn't
want to, but yes, I did. All right, gentlemen, we're going right into a game now.
Woo!
And it is the return of 5 and 10.
Yes!
Oh,
yes,
no! I love
this is the Christmas edition of 5 and 10.
Why do you love this game so much, Sean?
Because it's fun, because it's hard, it's challenging.
It's horrible.
I specifically chose this game, Sean, because of how much you enjoy it.
It's such a great format for a game. I think it's so fun and hard, and it's a great equalizer. It really is just like, the reason it's great is because it's not really about skill. It's about, will he ask a question that's in my wheelhouse? And I hope he does, because if he doesn't, then I'm not going to win.
That's the longest "that's what she said" I've ever heard.
From the minds behind Garden Studs, introducing the Yule Lads.
Oh, no.
Christmas is only a week away. Are you happy with your decorations? If you still need to be satisfied, call the Yule Lads. Christmas may only come once a year, but these jolly studs will come again and again until your entire home is covered in Christmas cheer. They'll deck your halls and stuff your stocking. And when they start flocking your tree, that white stuff is gonna get everywhere.
Oh, no.
While they're there, let the Yule Lads take care of your present prep. Whether you've got a huge package or a tight box to work with, the Yule Lads never fail to make you go, "Oh, that looks wonderful." Hand your holiday over to the Yule Lads. Yule Lads, it's time to fuck.
Yep. Yep. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Alrighty. Welcome back to 5 and 10, gentlemen, where I will be giving you a category.
Right.
And you will have 10 seconds to name 5 items that fall within it.
Yeah, I love categories, yeah!
Oh, God.
By random draw, Sean will be going first, and play will then alternate between you.
Oh, God damn it.
And this is the holiday edition, so all of the categories are going to be themed such.
Okay.
Nice.
The magic of Christmas begins for most of us as children, looking forward to the presents under the tree. Sean, in 10 seconds or less, name any 5 toys. Begin.
The Furby, Sit and Spin, Speak and Spell, Woody, Buzz Lightyear, fucking Speak and Spell, Yahtzee.
Time. You totally got there.
Okay, wow, good.
You got like 30 presents.
Yeah.
I think there was at least 30.
Ah, yeah, probably 30, yeah.
Yeah, 30 or 40. I mean, you rattle them off pretty well.
Whew.
All right, Mike. I once got a denim comforter instead of a Game Boy. While I ended up loving that comforter and using it well into adulthood, it still made me cry on Christmas. I was like 15 years old.
Yeah, fuck a comforter. Come on.
Don't actually crying do at 15. That. In 10 seconds or less, Mike, name any 5 things a kid would not want for Christmas. Begin.
Oh, God.
A tie, socks, underwear, new pants, a sweater,
I'm sorry. New pants is hilarious. Because why did you specify new? Just pants.
Because every kid wants old pants.
But it's like,
kids love old pants.
Did you notice that every item was a clothing item?
Yes.
Stop getting your kids clothes for Christmas. Buy them clothes other times of the year.
For sure.
I'm so glad I got these old pants. Thank God I didn't get any of them new pants.
Hey,
score is lots Mike of kids, one, Sean one.
Lots of kids give get you know, hand-me-downs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but not as Christmas gifts. That's messed up.
Wow.
All right, Sean.
Oh, no.
Whether you're getting presents or coal, they're getting dropped off by the big man, Santa Claus.
Ooh.
As he makes his trek through the night. In 10 seconds or less, name any five of Santa's reindeer. Begin.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Cupid, Comet, Blitzen.
Done.
What's wrong with Vixen, you son of a bitch?
Fuck Vixen. Vixen's like new pants.
Yeah, you don't want new pants, and you don't want Vixen. All right, Mike.
Fuck Vixen.
Why? Why did you skip Vixen?
Hey, Vixen and I got beef.
Mike, in the 90s, my mom had a plush Rudolph toy that sat on the couch next to a Frosty the Snowman toy. Both were pretty much destroyed by our dog. In 10 seconds or less, name any five types of Christmas decorations. Begin.
Christmas lights, tinsel, ornaments, garlands, and candles.
Done.
Well done.
Well done yourself.
You guys are crushing it. It's 2-2.
Whew. You came through with candles. I was trying to imagine all those things you said together, and then you added the candles, and I was like, that is a fire hazard.
You don't want to fuck with me when it comes to Christmas decorations.
He part times for the Yule lads. All right, Sean.
No.
Growing up, we had these Santa Claus ornaments that played music when you pressed a button. My brother and I annoyed our parents with how often we pressed them. Speaking of Christmas music, in 10 seconds or less, name any five Christmas carols. Begin.
Silent Night, Jingle Bells, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Joy to the World, Merry Christmas, We Wish You a Merry Christmas!
You didn't get all of We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
I said We Wish You a Merry Christmas!
You said it, but you got We Wish out before the time.
Yeah, you did say Christmas carols, right?
I did.
Yeah, and Jingle Bells is not a Christmas carol.
Let
me look at my list. I actually have a list of all of the ones recognized as
Mike.
It is not on the list.
Mike, how did you know that?
Because it's not a traditional Christmas song.
It's a traditional Christmas song, but
it is not a religious song.
Ooh, fun fact. Did you know that Jingle Bells was not written to be a Christmas song?
I actually did know that.
That's weird. Wait, why do Christmas carols have to be religious?
They don't. But they have to be predominantly sang.
I can't think of one that
isn't. Are predominantly sung a cappella. That was the difference I saw in my research.
Yeah, okay.
I've always categorized them as religious.
I'm happy to lose that one because I think it's hard to name titles of songs like that in 10 seconds. My God.
Most of these are religious, Mike. So you're not far off, but that wasn't the precise definition.
Yeah. I'm fine with losing that one. I did my best there.
So the score is now Mike 2, Sean 2, but Mike has the chance to get ahead.
Advantage, Mike.
You have advantage.
Right.
It's a good way to put it. A Christmas Carol is also a novel by Charles Dickens, which has been adapted several times for TV and film. Mike, in 10 seconds or less, name any five Christmas movies. Begin.
Polar Express, Christmas Story, Home Alone, Jingle All the Way.
Time.
I know. I picked the worst fucking movie.
I mean, it's a good one. It qualifies.
It's not good.
It's not. No. I mean,
it's an answer.
I meant that it qualifies. It's just funny that, like, out of all the Christmas
Jamie,
movies,
I know, yes,
that
I
made
agree,
it in the top five.
Jamie, I got you a Turbo Man. A Turbo Man.
I was surprised by the category selection, so it fucked me up.
Gentlemen, we're going into the final round, and oh, it is no. tied 2-2.
Whew.
Do you have a tiebreaker, Joe?
I have the same one I tried last time. We'll see if it works better this
all right,
time.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Where I have a list of something, and each of you is going to get the chance to name as many things on it as possible.
Okay.
Mike, I'll ask you to please remove your headphones and step away from the computer.
All right.
Ooh.
Sean, I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
And in front of me, I have a list of each year's hottest toy for Christmas.
Oh, God.
Every year, you know, there's just one toy, one or two toys that are the hottest thing to get for your kids that year.
Okay.
And I have all of them in front of me between 1963
oh, and Jesus 2016.
Okay. And 2016. So you got a big range here. And you have a child, so you should probably at least know some of the more recent ones.
Yeah, okay.
When I say go, try to name as many as you can in the 30 seconds.
All right.
And go.
Slinky, Pet Rock, Tickle Me Elmo, Furby, Beanie Babies, Nintendo Switch, Nerf footballs, Atari, Nintendo, Nintendo 64, Sega Genesis, selling toys.
Time.
Fuck, that was 30 seconds? Holy shit.
That was 30 seconds.
Oh my God.
It was 30 seconds.
That was so fast.
By my count, you got 8.
Oh my God. All right, well, I won. There's no way Mike's going to get 8 of these.
All right, real quick, I'm just going to highlight the ones that I know you said.
There's no way Mike's going to get 8. I will eat my own shit. If Mike, no, I'm not going to do that. I will.
I'm surprised you got some of the old ones. The earliest one you nailed was 1975 with the Pet Rock.
Pet Rock. Fuck yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. There's no way Mike's going to get 8. There's no way.
I mean, it's super unlikely, but, you know, it's Mike. So.
It is Mike, I know.
Oh, you know what? You got 7.
Okay, that sounds
because the Nintendo Switch was 2017.
Ooh, not 2016.
Yeah, and the list only goes to 2016.
That's fair. All right, I'm going to take my headphones off and go.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
So, I'm doing great. How you doing?
Not too bad.
I have a list of each of the hottest toys for each year between 1963 and 2016.
Okay.
So every year, you know, there's the hottest toy that your kids want.
Great.
So in 30 seconds, I'm putting 30 seconds on the clock, you have to name as many of these as you can.
Oh my.
Are you ready?
Oh my God. Okay. I guess so. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Begin.
Okay, so Furby, Power Rangers, Tickle Me Elmo. These are all kind of recent. Barbie.
More specific?
God, I don't know. I can't get more specific than that.
Move
on.
Nintendo
64. Let's go with all the consoles. Super Nintendo, NES, Sega, PlayStation, GameCube, PlayStation 2.
Alrighty. Let me just.
My God, that was 30 seconds. That
was 30 seconds. Alright, are you gentlemen ready to hear the results?
Yes.
You bet.
Mike, you correctly named 6 hottest toys.
Not too bad.
Sean,
pretty good.
You correctly named 7 hottest toys.
Yes.
So by 1, Sean, you win the game and get the first negative point of the episode.
Woo! All
right, so we're moving on.
Good.
To our segment of the Christmas special. And I have a Christmas present for the two of you.
Oh, what? My God, I love presents.
Yay!
I mean, it's kind of a present for all three of us, but I spent money on it specifically.
Aww.
Oh, I love
for
it.
For the two of you.
I already love it.
Me too.
And Mike, what is your Christmas present brought to us by?
Oh, thanks for asking. It's brought to us by the opioid crisis. Oh, I'm just kidding, guys. No, it's brought to us by Fart Whompers. That's right. A whoopee cushion that makes the most satisfying wet, juicy fart noises and smells like real farts.
Oh, God.
These are way funnier than the deadly opioid crisis. Put one on Grandpa's chair and have everyone at your next Christmas party in stitches. Unlike if you were addicted to opioids. Do you want to get revenge on your sister for last year's prank? Just put a fart whopper in her car before her big date. Fart Whoppers. The gift that's guaranteed to be at least 60% funnier than a debilitating reliance on narcotics. Back to you, Joe.
Oh, God, I'm dead now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
I'm awarding a negative point for how hard that ad made me laugh.
I did think it had a good chance to make you laugh pretty hard, Joe.
I was choking. Oh God, it was amazing.
I think Mike should win the episode just for that, Ed.
Oh, he probably will.
God damn.
Gentlemen, the present I got is something for the show.
Ooh.
Anyone that's listened to this show, and if you haven't, if this is your first episode, welcome. I hope you're having a good time. Anyone who's listened to a complete episode of this show knows at the end of it, I say some bullshit, and then we're very nicely taken out by a song written and performed by our very own Sean Keller.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
And I get compliments from people you don't know about that little jingle at the end. Aww. They'll tell me that they'll be, like, mowing their lawn and just start humming it to themselves.
That's really very sweet.
It's well-loved, but, and I love it too. Here's the thing. Our intro to the show doesn't do it justice. We have this amazing outro, and then the intro, you know, I'm going to pull back the curtain here, is, you know, royalty-free music with us on top of it.
Yeah, that's true. Like the first, like, two episodes, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's limited.
What I did was I hired a musician and composer to make an intro for our show.
No way.
Oh, yes. My God, I love it.
Yes. Now, there's more. I gave him some direction, and also the style of music he works in is important. You should know that he is a chiptune artist.
What?
I don't know what that is.
He specializes in the 8-bit music from, like, the NES.
Oh, nice.
Oh, shit.
And I love the other, that. I love the that. Other important thing is the guidance I gave him was I sent him an MP3 file of you singing, Sean.
What?
And told him, shout out to Dimitri, I told Dimitri, turn this into something like The Legend of Zelda.
Oh my God. I'm so excited right now. I have no idea.
So
this is going to be awesome.
What?
And 1, 2, 3.
I love it. I fucking love
it. Oh, shit.
I feel like I'm playing Link's Awakening. Only it's also our show at the same time.
Oh, my God. This is the theme I wrote.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's awesome. I fucking love it.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Oh my god, that's so
cool. He really outdid himself.
Beautiful.
Oh my god.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy with it.
Oh my god.
I can't wait to hear it on the next episode. Probably probably not this one, I'm guessing. maybe literally the next episode after this one. Yeah.
So Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Joe.
Merry Christmas. Ha! That time you got it.
No, I don't.
Well, now I'm not gonna win.
I didn't want to move on. I didn't want to move on yet.
Oh, well,
it's just so cool to like. I mean, you guys have been there creatively, and some of our listeners might have, where you have an idea for something, and then it becomes something that you couldn't have done by yourself, you know, and it's, that's just so
really
cool.
I mean, you wrote that music.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, yeah. I was like under a deadline to like, hey, I gotta like write a theme song, and Mike and Joe are entrusting me with writing a theme song to our thing that I care about and all three of us care about. So I busted my ass to like write something that I thought would be good and catchy. And then it was like, okay, this is it. And hey, this is great. And then, you know, people are liking it. And then it comes to this level, you know, it gets to, becomes this thing that you just gave us, Joe. And it's just really cool. It's,
that's awesome.
It's very moving to hear something like that. I just love it. It's really cool.
I'm glad you love it, buddy.
I think it might be Sean's greatest Christmas present ever.
I very well might be. I'm very moved. I'm very moved
Sean's
by it.
Sean's greatest so cool. present is turning something he did into something and giving it back to him.
Is are you guys surprised by that at all?
That's no, what I mean. No, not at all.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. I love it.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for game number 2 of the Christmas episode.
All right.
And this is another game I'm bringing back from the past half a year.
Yes.
Called Impossible Trivia.
Oh, shit.
Sweet.
And
this is a hard game.
Sean, what is the Christmas edition of Impossible Trivia brought to us by?
Every holiday season, you search for the perfect gift for that perfect someone. Your wife's new SUV. Your daughter's new pickup truck. Your son's new sports car. You cover their eyes, lead them out to the driveway. But how will they know that that shiny new car in the driveway they've never seen before is a gift? Well, that's where we come in. Kensington's Big Bows for Cars. We make big bows for cars. Do you need a big bow? No, not like refrigerator big. We're talking car big. Or truck big. No, not semi-truck. Well, that's too big. But if you need a big bow for a car or a truck, well, you need Kensington's Big Bows. Call today and receive $900 off your first purchase of a big car bow. Just how much are these bows? Well, we'd rather not say. But if you're getting $900 off, you're welcome. Kensington's Big Bows for Cars. So they know that the cars are presents.
So stupid. I mean,
you,
wow,
Jim.
What a great sponsor.
It's so they know the cars are presents.
I actually have wondered where they get those bows in the commercials.
Someone has to make those.
Had that thought, yeah.
How else would they know that that car is a present?
Yeah. Wow, this is
a strange
car I've never seen before.
That's why you
got
to fork over $10,000 to $20,000 to Kensington Kensington Bows for cars.
Yeah. I mean, thank goodness that they have those bows.
You would think our bows were made of pure silk. That's all. I'm just going to say that.
Less.
They're not.
Recycled plastic.
No, they're made out of plastic.
All right, gentlemen. Welcome to Impossible Trivia, the Holiday Edition.
Woo!
Just a quick recap of the rules for yourselves and to explain it to perhaps first-time listeners. There are two types of questions in Impossible Trivia. The first is a lock-in question. These questions will ask you for a number, which you will send to me in Google Hangouts before answering. This will lock you into your answer and prevent the Price is Right style shenanigans. Whoever provides the number closest to the actual answer will receive 1 point. The second type is a buzz-in question. Each of you will get 2 guesses, the order determined by who buzzes in first. If you buzz in before I have finished reading the question, you must give your first answer without hearing the rest of it, but your opponent will get to hear the entire question before they give their first answer.
Right. Okay.
If you answer a buzz-in question correctly, you will get 3 points. There will be a total of 10 questions asked, 5 of each type. I'm pretty sure I've got Mike. I've got Sean, and I've got Jalad.
Sean, you didn't even bother picking a name for this one?
No, I thought it'd be funnier to just Sean.
Okay. Question number one.
Is this a buzz or a lock-in?
I was about to tell you, is a lock-in question.
Perfect, okay.
So get over to Hangouts. All of these questions will be related to Christmas or the holiday season.
Yes. Okay.
Or Hanukkah.
No.
No, just because none of us celebrate it.
It was just such a hollow, lonely... Yeah. No.
According to the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, what is the median weight of an adult male reindeer in kilograms?
Oh, in Jesus Christ.
Kilograms.
Kilograms, fuck.
Yes, we have international listeners, so everything will be metric.
Adult male, you said?
Adult male reindeer.
I locked mine in real quick.
You sure did. Sean, you answered first, so why don't you go ahead and tell me what you believe to be the median weight of an adult male reindeer?
Well, Joe,
in kilograms.
Forgetting exactly what a kilogram is, I went ahead
and 2.2 pounds.
Well, yeah, so that makes my answer maybe pretty good. I guess 360 kilograms.
Oh, my God.
Well, that would be about a 700 or 800-pound reindeer.
Yeah, that would be a huge...
Well, I mean, it's a big reindeer. A huge
fucking reindeer.
That's maybe a moose-sized reindeer with large antlers.
Which is not what you want to go for if you're looking for the median weight.
That's a good point. Let's hope that Mike did much worse.
Mike, what is your answer for the median weight of an adult male reindeer?
My answer was 122 kilograms.
Well, he's going to win.
So the actual answer is 170.5 kilograms.
There it is.
So only being off by 48.5 kilograms, Mike, you do take
excellent
the first round and get 1 point.
They're actually much bigger than I thought, though. That's pretty big.
That is big.
I mean, they have a pretty big range.
I mean, it's not 800 pounds big.
No. No, they're pretty middling size as far as the cervids go. Question two, this is a buzz-in question. Fingers on buzzers, gentlemen.
All right.
Got it.
Immigrants from this country are credited with bringing the legend of Santa Claus with them to the United States. Sean...
I'm going to say Germany.
That is incorrect. Mike, your first guess.
He's going to get it. Mm. Damn it.
I'm going to say Dutch.
Wait, the country of Dutch?
The country
being the Netherlands. I'm sorry. Dutch.
Oh.
That is correct.
Damn it.
Excellent.
You take 3 points, Mike. Your score is now 4, Sean 0.
Joe, if I can be clear... I did also think the Dutch, but I could not identify what country that
I
came
could
from.
Not articulate the country.
So my indignation at Mike's answer it was
is mostly
based on
for
my
knowing
own.
Where Dutch people come from.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right. Question number three is a lock-in question.
All right.
So get your hangout windows ready.
I'm coming back.
According to the National Christmas Tree Association, which is apparently a thing, how many Christmas trees, both real and fake, were sold in 2018?
What, like around the world?
No.
National.
In the U.S.
Okay, national.
It is the National Christmas Tree Association.
All right. Sorry.
It is the Christmas Tree Association of this nation, the United States.
How many trees were sold?
Both real and fake in 2018.
God, that's a lot. Okay. Okay.
I'll give you a hint. It's less than the distance between the Earth and Saturn.
in what kilometers. Measurements? In kilometers. Fuck.
Well, I mean, I hope it's a lot less than that.
Yeah.
Good God.
Okay. All right. What are you laughing at, Joe?
You know what I'm laughing at,
Sean. Are you laughing at my answer or
I'm
Mike's?
I'm guessing it's your number, Sean. I'm just going to guess.
God damn it.
I'm laughing at you doing some Price is Right shenanigans.
I'll explain mine.
Here we go. Mike, you gave your answer first, so what did you believe to be the number, the estimated number of Christmas trees sold in the United States last year?
I said 63 million.
63 million trees.
What? That's so many.
Well, yeah, it is, because I buy a real tree, Sean.
That's so many, though, for the whole country.
Well, there's 350 million people in the country.
Yeah, and they're all going to buy trees?
No, they're not all buying trees.
but according to Mike,
I'll
at
tell
least
you what,
63 million of them
it's,
did.
It's way more than the number I put.
And Sean, what was that number? How many Christmas trees did you say were sold last year?
Well, Joe, I wrote 100,000.
Are you serious?
I was thinking that a lot of people who are poor can't afford trees, and that's most of the country.
Sean,
so I thought,
but the number you provided means that 99.99% of Americans are not buying Christmas trees.
Well, maybe I believe that's true, Mike.
I mean, I'm definitely over the number. But.
Look, I'll tell you this. This is impossible trivia.
It is impossible trivia. So I didn't expect either of you to actually know the answer to that. I wouldn't have. The answer for the number of Christmas trees, both real and fake, sold in 2018, as estimated by the National Christmas Tree Association, which is apparently a thing, is 56.4 million.
Wow.
Well, I was close.
Yeah, real close. You're only off by 56.3 million. Mike, you were only off by 6.6 million, so you take that point as well.
I mean, he was over, though.
He was
it's
over.
It's not the Price is Right.
I should win that.
It's worth noting that this is not the Price is Right.
Okay, all right.
Sean, 100,000 people.
don't even. Just move on to
that's
the next
like
question.
One, that's like one town worth of Christmas trees.
Look, I was trying to like go to a really small number. I was thinking, hey, you know what? Our country's not in a good place right now. I'm thinking I don't even know if we're going to buy a Christmas tree this year. And we're not rich, you know?
Give me a break. It's ridiculous. Okay. It's ridiculous, Sean.
Okay, question number four is a buzz-in question. Fingers on buzzers, gentlemen. This Christmas tradition originated from an ancient symbol of virility, displaying to others that one is sexually available.
Oh my God.
Sean.
What is the hanging of the mistletoe?
That is correct.
Mm, yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does. So now what? Do I Mike has to like eat his own shit or what happens?
No, you get three
points.
At
this point now, Mike has to eat his own shit.
Wait, what? I don't remember this. This is not part of the rules. No,
the score yep. is the score is Mike 5, Sean 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
And we're at question number 5, which is a lock-in question.
Hang on. I gotta redo the buzzer here. What happened?
You clicked on it.
Well, but is it the same? Am I still in the same game code?
Yeah, yeah,
Joe,
yeah,
do you
yeah.
see me?
Yeah, it's still the... did you change your name to Big Daddy?
Sure did.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Question number 5. This is a lock-in question. According to a Gallup study, what did American adults approximately spend on average on Christmas gifts total in 2018?
Hmm.
What did American adults approximately spend on average in total on Christmas gifts in 2018?
All right.
Okay, I'm not even going to enter these. No, I'm going to enter the numbers. Because this is hilarious.
I imagine that that means...
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You didn't mean, like, individually.
Yes, I...
Wait, what?
I didn't...
I thought you meant, like, total.
Total per person. Okay, how much did you spend on everyone in your life?
Hang on, per person. That's different. I thought you meant like...
Not what did you spend on average per person you bought a gift for. How much did you spend last year?
Total per person.
Among all the person.
Yeah,
okay. I'm putting something new in then.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, Sean answered $400 million.
Well, no, I can understand why because...
I thought he was talking about how much one... Yeah, all right.
Yeah,
all right,
I said... my exact wording was, what did American adults...
Yeah.
spend on average.
And I answered it based on that criteria, but
yes,
you
answered it correctly. And now Sean is typing me many things.
Three dots.
You should stop, or I'm just going to take the $400 million answer.
All right. I had to specify, though, on the last one.
Mike, what answer did you give for the average amount spent by American adults last year for Christmas?
I went with $444.
Oh, God. I almost went with $450. All right.
That would have been funny. Almost as funny as $400 million.
Almost.
And, Sean, what did you revise your answer to once you correctly understood the question?
Yeah, once I understood the question, I went with $500.
All right. And the actual answer, which is up over previous years, is $885.
Whoa. I'm very impressed
Jesus
by that
Christ.
Number. That makes me quite happy, actually, to know that, because my those answer I felt
do not
was
have
pessimistic.
Kids.
But
those people don't have kids.
maybe it'll make you happy to know that the National Retail Association, which is apparently also a thing, estimates this year to be over $900.
That's ridiculous.
$916.
Fuck these people. That's so stupid. That's so dumb.
Well, you're not thinking of all of the wealthy people who are buying presents.
I guess you're right. You're right. I'm not, because those people should all kill themselves. And Epstein didn't. Epstein didn't kill himself.
That's much higher than I expected for an average. But
me too.
I find that very pleasing. I like that. I lost, but I like it.
Boo. Yes, that point goes to Sean, making the score Mike 5, Sean 4. All right, this next question, number 6, is a buzz-in question, so fingers on buzzers, gentlemen.
Ready.
Okay.
In Germany, Poland, and the Ukraine, finding one of these in your Christmas tree is a sign of good luck. Big Daddy!
A lump of coal.
Good luck.
A lump of coal. That is incorrect. Mike.
I took a long shot.
I'm going to say, a pickle.
What?
A pickle. Finding a pickle in your Christmas tree.
No way.
Is a sign of good luck.
Correct.
No, that is also incorrect.
All right, so I get another one.
Finding one of these in your Christmas tree is a sign of good luck.
I'm going to say a squirrel.
A squirrel.
A squirrel.
I mean, it sounds like a party. But no, that is incorrect.
All right, well.
Mike, your final guess.
To clarify, by the way, a pickle ornament is hidden in trees in Germany. Okay,
so shut up.
Don't give me that shit. But I'm gonna say a pine cone.
Oh, come on.
A pine cone. I'm afraid that is also incorrect.
Woo!
The answer was in Germany, Poland, and the Ukraine, finding a spider web inside your Christmas tree.
Wow.
Is a sign of good luck.
Is this like anything even approaching common knowledge? No. Impossible trivia. That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Correct. So no points awarded that round. Number 7 is a lock-in question.
All right.
In what year did the United States Congress make Christmas a national holiday?
Oh, boy.
A national holiday meaning that it's, you get the day off.
Well, recognized by the government. Okay.
I put a number.
You did.
A number that existed since the United States was created between then and now.
Yeah.
Good luck, Mike.
The United States existed during that year, Sean. And
well, that's a good start.
And as a second benefit, Christmas was a thing in that year. So
you would be amazed at how many people would not even be able to satisfy that requirement.
Oh, shit.
Mike, you answered first. What was your answer? What year do you believe the United States Congress made Christmas a national holiday?
So I have to preface this because it's later than I would like. I would have preferred to pick an earlier date, but
Mine is later too.
I have a hunch though that Christmas was not as big of a deal as it is now until relatively recently. So I'm going to say 1922.
Okay. And Sean, what year did you put down for the year the United States Congress made Christmas a national holiday?
This is really funny because I picked my date and I also thought to myself that this seems like too late that they would actually realize that this or take this as a national holiday. I chose 1890.
I mean, you two had relatively close answers to each other.
Yeah, it was in like 35 years.
Well, a lot of the traditions we celebrate now didn't exist in the last, it didn't exist until the last 100 or so years.
Finding all of these things for the game tonight, I found that up until relatively recently, Christmas was not a family holiday. It was essentially like trick-or-treating for adults, where you replace candy with booze.
Ooh, I like it.
What? That sounds fun.
Basically, everybody just got wasted all the time for Christmas.
Not bad.
And it was just adults who celebrated it.
All right.
But the answer to the question, when did Congress make Christmas a national holiday? The answer is 1870.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
So only being off by 20 years, Sean takes the point.
All right.
So we're tied.
You are tied with a score of 5-5.
We got to do a buzz-in for the last question.
Oh, no.
There are actually 3 more questions. Thanks very much.
Sorry.
Question number 8 is a buzz-in question.
Oh, God.
Due to major and continual deforestation in the region, the very first artificial Christmas trees were created in Germany in the 19th century. What were they made of? Jalad.
I'm going to say that they were made of paper.
Paper. You're going with paper. That is incorrect. Sean, your first guess.
I'll say rubber.
Rubber. No. Way off.
Shit.
Okay, Mike, your second and final guess.
Let's say metal of some kind.
What?
Totally vague, metal of some kind. I'll totally take that answer, but no, that is incorrect. It is not made from metal of some kind.
Then I'm going to say plastic.
So you're going with rubber and plastic.
That's right.
Well, you know, you're sticking your guns, and I appreciate that about you. No, that is incorrect.
What the hell else could it be made out of? Wood?
They were made from goose feathers painted green.
That sounds like way too much effort.
I mean, I agree with you, but that's what they made them out of. Goose feathers painted green.
All right.
No points awarded. All right, number 9 is a lock-in question.
All right.
According to PNC Bank.
Oh, no.
Your bank.
My bank. How much would it cost now in 2019 to buy your significant other all of the items in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
Oh, shit. Oh, no. Okay. All right.
Hang How do you on. Buy drummers?
Yeah. Is it by day or by hour?
You hire them. Okay.
Shit. Okay. All right. I put my answer in. Oh God.
I was going to reference The Office for this one, but I can't because I know how much you hate The Office, Joe. I'm sorry.
Well, but also that's not a correct representation.
It is a little bit.
Not really.
You're talking about Andy. He purchases the 12 Days of Christmas for Aaron, right?
Yeah, he does, but he doesn't really. He doesn't finish it.
No, but he can't. I was going to reference it because it's the only time in recent memory that I can think of that somebody actually tried to do it on a show or any other kind of... Yeah, anyway, go on.
Sure. All right, enough about The Office. Mike, you gave your answer first. What do you think it would cost to buy or hire all of the things in the song The 12 Days of Christmas?
Well, this is pretty much a wild guess, but I'm going to say $133,000.
Oh my God!
$468,000. So well, look, they go through every item again. It's not just once for each one.
Yeah, but $100,000?
Yeah.
It's a tenth of a million dollars.
I actually don't believe in PNC's math. They made it cumulative.
Yeah, well, that's what I would have done though. It's made it.
I don't think they would make you do it 12 times over.
All right. No, they should. They should.
Well, Sean, what is your answer?
I figured that it would just be once per day. I chose $20,000. That's a lot of money.
I'm sorry, but on the 12th day of Christmas, they list every single item again. Why is it not cumulative?
I don't know. It might be. I didn't look that deeply into the breakdown.
Okay, all right. Well, just go on.
PNC just released.
I don't disagree with you, Mike, but I...
Your argument has merit, but according to PNC, it would cost... $38,993.59.
Well, I close cumulative, and they can go fuck themselves because it is.
Shots fired, PNC Bank. Mike Pareto says you can go fuck yourself.
How many times do you buy five golden rings? You buy five golden rings 7 times?
We're never going to get PNC as a sponsor now.
Damn it.
Come on.
wait, you wouldn't buy five golden rings?
No. What I'm saying is... If you do it cumulative the way that I'm suggesting...
Of course you wouldn't.
You have to, because of the way... come on. Think about the song and how they do it.
The song.
On the 6th day of Christmas. Sing it, Sean. Let's hear it. The 6th day of Christmas, what do you get?
On the 6th day of Christmas, what you have got to me?
Go on.
6 geese are laying. 5 gold. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Okay, great. Now, so explain to me why they would repeat everything you get on the 5th day, the 4th day, the 3rd day, the 2nd day, and the 1st day, unless you're getting it again.
I understand your cumulative argument, Mike. I just don't think they went there.
Yeah, well, they can go fuck themselves.
Yes.
In the ass.
Fair enough. That's totally fine. The 10th and final question, gentlemen, is a buzzin question.
Good.
Meaning it is worth 3 points and will decide this game.
Oh, no.
Because the current score is Mike 5, Sean 6.
Oh, no.
So fingers on buzzers. What gift do I remember getting for Christmas in 1990? Jalad.
I clicked it!
A Super, Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
That is incorrect, Mike.
Shoot.
Sean, your first guess.
Shit. that was really going to be my answer.
It didn't come out until 91, did it? Was it?
No, it did not.
Hang on, 1990. Hang on. 1990. The Super Nintendo console. I got nothing. Shit.
We got to pick something.
Are you giving up?
I said the Super Nintendo console.
Yeah, but that's what I said.
That was the same answer Mike gave.
That's all I have. I have no idea.
And it wasn't even out in 1990.
Yeah, it came out, I think, at least a year later now that I think about it.
Then I'll say the Sega Genesis. That's it.
Okay, Mike, do you want to take another swing at this?
1990.
Yeah, you might even want to think more 80s.
Well, then I'm going to say the NES.
No, that is also incorrect.
Oh,
the Game Boy. Game Boy.
Yes,
Game
that's
Boy.
What it is.
That is also incorrect.
God damn it, Joe. What did you get?
you guys really stuck with the gaming systems, yes. And you were way off. It was a toy.
What was it?
It was the He-Man Power Sword that lit up and had sound effects.
Yeah, that
effects.
Was impossible. You're right.
It's impossible, Trivia.
Yeah. It was impossible.
That was impossible.
Yeah. So the game ends with a score of Sean 6, Mike 5.
Congratulations,
Sean. The negative
Sean.
Point goes to Sean.
I'm a little sad because I just love Christmas so much more than you do. But you did it.
I mean, that's demonstrably true.
You did it.
It is.
You son of a bitch.
And just for fun, even though it can't influence the outcome of the game, and because I know you won't remember the answer, one more lock-in question. It's the same question from the previous time we played this game. Gentlemen, what is the volume of all the water on planet Earth? In liters.
In liters. Oh, God. This is so stupid.
My answer is locked in.
That's a big number, Sean.
It sure is.
I'm going with the theme tonight, at least in my head.
All right. Sean, you answered first. What number did you put down for the volume of all water on Earth in liters?
Joe, you know I don't know this number.
All right, hold on. Let's see
here. It's 150 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
that's 150 septillion.
Wow, that's a lot.
You put 150 septillion.
24 zeros after my 150.
That's a lot.
150 septillion liters.
I think that would fill most of the galaxy, but I'm going to say...
You're wrong, Mike.
Mike, how much water is there on Earth in liters?
I'm going to say 4 trillion.
4 trillion liters.
Yeah, that can't be even close to right. Now that I think about it. That's like Lake Michigan, probably.
Okay, so the actual answer is 1.386 septillion liters.
Oh, my God. Oh, man, I know
so,
numbers.
So was I closest?
So, Mike, you were off by 1.38 septillion
so
liters.
So I was off by 100%, basically.
But, but Sean, you were off by 148 septillion liters.
Oh, no.
So Mike was significantly closer.
Oh, man.
That's so stupid.
That's how big that really number stupid. Is. Sean, I already gave you the negative point, and technically, with a score of 1, Mike should be this week's loser, but
no, I'll take
because
it.
He
I'll
wrote
take
that
it.
Completely dope ad, I am wiping that away, just transferring it over to myself.
No, it's Christmas. We're all winners.
You know what? I like that sentiment. We're all winners this week. Even Sean.
Aw, that's
the guy who actually did win.
Yeah, he actually did win.
Even the guy who won.
and actually, I didn't look at the thing beforehand. We were tied, Mike.
Oh,
before okay. So
Sean really won.
But we're all winners.
I like it. It's Christmas.
I'm happy to Christmas. Listen to that fucking music again. I can't believe that shit.
It's real fucking solid.
I'm it so sure excited is. About that. That's crazy.
I'm glad you like it. So, happy holidays, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This has been our episode. I have been Joe Moracle.
I have been Sean Keller.
And I have been Mike Peretto. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Enjoy your holidays.
Peretto.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here and there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom and you could be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.